Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
Startups, of course, are the focus of many a venture capitalist, not the least Leo Polovets' department, Suits of Ventures. He's written a handful of really interesting blogs for those of us interested in the world of venture capital. But what the heck it is venture capitalists are doing with their time. Leo, how did this start, these three blogs you've got up on the Suits of Ventures site?
So I had a lot of people kind of asking me, both aspiring venture capitalists and also founders, asking me about how venture capitalists spend their time, because I think they were kind of curious about it. You know, it's a little bit of an opaque black box. So I actually took some time and, you know, analyzed all of my meetings for the last few months, analyzed some of my emails from the last few months, and then wrote up a series of blog posts on my site, which is codingvc.com, that kind of described where I spend my time and, you know, all the different things I'm doing day to day and week to week.
I think I'd be terrified if I examined my time in that great detail. Are you surprised by what you found?
It was definitely sobering. I knew I spent a lot of time in meetings, but I never appreciated how much I spent, which turned out to be about 25 hours a week or so. And it was also definitely eye-opening to see how many emails I received, which is probably about 2,000 a month.
So talk to us a little bit. It's interesting because I was just actually meeting with a founder of a company who's trying to fund a seed round right now, and she's been give me the details of all these meetings with all these VCs over the course of many months, and it does seem to be a bit of a black box. How much time do you spend talking to founders? How do you even find these people, and how do they find you?
Yeah, so in terms of time spent, I mentioned the 25 hours of meetings every week, and I think probably about half of that time is spent talking to founders where we're considering making an investment, and so we're talking to the founders and doing our research on those companies. And then the rest of the time is pretty evenly split between trying to help the founders we're already invested in and also kind of doing internal meetings where we're discussing decision making and where our fund should go and things like that. I was going to say, in terms of where people find us, it's kind of a mix. So I think sometimes people reach out cold. Sometimes we'll reach out to them cold if it's, maybe a sector we've been following for a while. Most of the meetings come through introductions from other investors, other founders we've worked with, friends of friends, ex-colleagues, kind of you name it.
So, are you satisfied with how many companies you get to look at, or the companies you're getting to look at?
I would say yes and no. So, we probably look at about 1,500 to 2,000 companies every year, and so on the one hand, that's a lot, and we end up making about 10 to 15 investments, which is about 1%. So I think we definitely see enough companies to find 10 or 15 really good ones and a lot more that are, also really good, but maybe like not quite the right fit for us. But that said, I know there's also a lot of companies that, we never got to see. And, because I see other investors and other funds investing in them and I never even heard of the company. So I think we could always do more.
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably the case. As you start to look at these companies, what happens in behind the scenes? Once you've found a company, you've got something interesting, you obviously sit down with the other partners at SUSE Ventures and do what? How does that process work?
Yeah, so honestly, it's a lot of, in the early days, it's a lot of research. So we're talking to the founders, we're talking to experts in their space. We try to talk to their customers if they already have some customers, especially if they're B2B companies. So we're just trying to gather data. And then when we get more to the partner meeting phase, it's more about you know, we have these internal discussions around, do we think this is a good investment opportunity? And I think the three things that, you know, we and also most venture capitalists look for are a big potential market, you know, something where a company could potentially reach $1 billion or more in annual revenue if they could really dominate that market. And then a good product idea for that market, so something that really solves a problem and is not just a nice to have. And then the third thing that we look for is a strong team. So, you know, people that know the market they're attacking, where they have the right experience in terms of, you know, maybe it's a mix of sales and technical experience, and where they just have a really compelling vision for where their industry is going. And so we.
And how many companies do you think you look at every year?
Probably about 1,500 to 2,000. We look at about that many briefly, and then probably about 400 or 500 of those we'll dig in and look at closely and meet with them in person at least once.
And so you had 500 in-depth looks at companies after screening through a couple thousand. How many do you end up investing in?
Probably about a dozen a year. It kind of varies between 10 and 15.
Are you finding that they tend to be focused in the Bay Area where you are?
I would say probably about 80-85% of our investments are in the San Francisco area. And then the rest are spread out between New York, L.A., a little bit in other countries like Canada or India or the U.K.
And do you feel that you... Do you feel like it's necessary for you to have a comp or have some, you know, or has it got to be a completely groundbreaking company that doesn't have any competitors in the space and is totally new, but maybe therefore harder to value?
I think both types work well. I think, you know, the upside of somebody going after a groundbreaking space is, you know, often there's no competition. The downside is that, you know, it's hard to know if there's really a market there or if the company, you know, might be a couple of years too early, which is, you know, almost as bad as being a couple of years too late. But I think if somebody's going after a market that's tried and true, that can still be really good. A lot of times, you know, we'll work with software companies, for example, that sell products to lawyers or logistics firms. And there's some software competition there, but not that much. And most of the competition, you know, their products are like 10, 20, 30 years old. And so I think modern software can actually compete really well in those spaces, even though there's already a lot of incumbents.
And I would imagine it's about 30 seconds left here, but I would imagine that you also spend a lot of time with the founders themselves and trying to help them grow their companies once you've made that investment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of companies often have, you know, very company-specific questions. So, you know, maybe if they work with lawyers, it's something related to the law industry. But in the early days, we're investing when companies have, you know, 10 people or fewer, and they often have very similar questions around what kind of salaries should they pay, what kind of tools they should use, and we try to help them with that kind of stuff as well.
Interesting stuff. I commend the articles to you at the codingvc.com website because it's interesting stuff to sort of look at behind the scenes at a venture capital fund. Leo Polovets, partner at SUSE Ventures, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. I'm Corey Johnson, live at the Commonwealth Financial National Conference in San Diego.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.